Once again, another edition of Radio Waves. I'm Mike Stark.
And Richard Wagoner.
Richard, how are you, sir?
I'm just doing absolutely fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulously, right. Whatever the right word is.
All right, this week, your column, you got a bunch of different stuff in it.
Yes.
First of all, there is a case involving
Paola Espanol.
Paola Espanol. You don't hear about Paola much anymore because everybody seems to get away with it.
No,
right?
And KIQQ's gone.
Yeah.
Apparently they were pretty legendary, but I don't know if that's really true or not.
So what's the story with this one?
Well, apparently, this is kind of interesting to me because they maybe it was just kind of known. I've heard about, you know, rumors that it's just kind of known and accepted that that's the way it
right.
goes. But it had two people involved. It was Stephanie Imondes, known on the air as Cheeky Baby.
Beautiful.
I haven't heard of that, actually, but that's because I don't speak Spanish. I'm
right.
just not good at it. And she was hired to do mornings, and about the same time, her husband, Gerardo Lopez, who was managing KLAX, and what was the other station that was involved? It was KLAX is the main station. But
KXOL?
KXOL, yeah. So he was managing both. And everything's going along wonderfully, and Cheeky Baby is getting good ratings and supposedly, you know, burning up the morning ratings, which I'm not absolutely... Here's where I was lazy. I didn't bother checking
right.
that because I don't remember her ever being mentioned when I was writing the column. Right. We're talking about a period around 2014. 2014, 2016.
Okay.
Anyway, supposedly, as part of their job duties, they were also assigned, or at least the husband was assigned to... collect money to get songs played on the station, on KLAX. $5,000 for, supposedly for a spot promoting their songs, but apparently it really was just to get the music onto the station.
Okay.
And when they complained, because, you know, people just don't like doing selling when they're not in sales.
Right.
You leave that to the record promotions guys to provide drugs and things like
right.
that. But
drugs and hookers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess when that doesn't work well enough, you have to get your talent to do it or your managers.
But yeah, it's weird.
And by the way, this is all alleged. I'm not actually saying they did it or they didn't do it, but they're alleging and they filed a suit for I guess, penalties and back pay or something like
well,
that.
Well, they were fired because they
yeah.
didn't.
They First, didn't... they fired the general manager. They put Cheeky Baby onto shows that were not as popular as mornings.
And that's because
and then finally let go of her.
That's because they wouldn't participate
right,
in this.
Right. And they complained.
And they complain.
Yeah.
So you get knocked down, and then eventually they got fired, I guess, and then this suit is now happening.
Right, right. And it was filed.
Where'd you hear about this one?
I think I was reading All Access.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was one of those stories that pops up, and you think, oh, my God, Paola in 2016?
Yeah, or at
who
least
does that? Who
outwardly.
Plays music? Who plays new music on the air anyway?
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's like, I always joke with Dave Beasing, like, it's really hard to program his station. What do? Pull out the latest Fleetwood Mac album from, you know, 1978?
Exactly. Well, we'll keep it
anyway,
on.
Anyway, it was also on Courthouse News Service, and
okay.
the two are seeking more than $10 million for wrongful termination, breach of contract, labor code violations, breach of faith, and intentional inflection of emotional distress.
Oh, okay. $10 million.
Yes.
Sounds like payola to me.
Exactly.
All right. But Bruno Mars is also in the news for doing some good things, right?
Yeah, and I just realized I have Bruni Mars on the column. I hope they fix that up.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And maybe it is Bruni Mars.
His younger,
Bruno couldn't make it.
His younger brother, Bruni. Right.
He was part of the CBS Radio's at the Hollywood Bowl. What's it called? We Can Survive. CBS Radio's We Can Survive concert at the Hollywood Bowl, October 22nd. On hand were Ariana Grande. How do you pronounce Charlie Puth? Is that how you say it?
You got me.
G-E-Z.
I never heard of the guy.
Meghan Trainor. Meghan Trainor.
Oh, yeah. That's the one all about the bass.
I thought Meghan Trainor was the volleyball player.
It shows you how out of it we are, doesn't it?
One Republic and Pitbull.
Yeah.
I have heard of them.
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys made an appearance, first time they played at the Hollywood Bowl.
Nice.
Aren't the Backstreet Boys must be about, I don't know, 45.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that. They're no longer boys, that is
Backstreet,
for sure.
It's not even the Backstreet Young Men, it's
yeah.
the Backstreet Old Guys.
Now, but
The good thing about this concert.
Yeah, it was a benefit.
Yeah, it was a benefit concert. And for every ticket sold, I don't know what the tickets were, probably about $600. $2 benefited the Young Survival Coalition, an organization dedicated to issues unique to young women who are diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm.
So it's a young person's concert benefiting a young person's group. Pretty nice.
Very good. And then there, WeCanSurvive.com is their website.
Yeah.
And they've got some videos on there that you should check out. So congratulations to Bruno Mars and the gang for helping out. Yes, always a
nice thing from CBS. I mean, I granted that, you know, this month is kind of trendy in a weird way, but a lot of companies do things like pass out pink ribbons.
Right.
They don't really do anything except that. This is actually doing something. That's
absolutely
nice.
Now we're going to back to our place, the sound.
Yes.
We always go back there. We always end up back there.
Yes.
And it's this weekend they're doing
this? It's this weekend, even though the show's premiere for the season was Monday.
Right.
Monday or Sunday?
All right. Explain to me what they're going to do on this weekend.
Well, in celebration of The Walking Dead's new season, the sound is doing The Rocking Dead, which starts on Friday at 2 and goes through Sunday at 6.
Because there's no Rams.
There is no Rams. Otherwise, it would start Friday at 2 and go until, you know, like Friday at 3 when the Rams programming for Sunday takes over.
You're so bad.
Blocks of classic rock bands from classic rock bands in which at least one member is deceased.
Oh, okay.
Now, what I asked.
Lot to work from.
I asked Dave if it also could include bands that no one thought was around anymore.
Yeah.
He said he'd have to think that way.
Yeah. Well, most of the bands that they play have at least one dead member, I would think. So
probably.
It shouldn't be that.
Just the yearly statistics.
Right. So. I did send him a little note when I heard about this, and I asked him if he, because I had suggested to him several months ago when we interviewed him, in fact, that he had a dead guy named Jim weekend. Dead guys named Jim weekend. And so I sent him a note saying, how about at least having a special hour of dead guys named Jim?
Right.
It would work in
it
this
would.
In
absolutely.
This country. But anyway, they're celebrating The Walking Dead. If you go to the website, there's a really funny parody,
yeah,
basically.
There's a leak in the column, but it's funny.
It's a parody of last week's episode, basically,
yeah.
So of The Walking Dead.
And anytime you get Uncle Joe under those videos, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly. But they had Rita and Cynthia Fox as well.
Yeah. By the way, I heard Cynthia Fox the other day, and she just sounds amazing.
Oh, she does sound amazing. Yeah. Always did. Yeah. Always does, always did. All right, and now we bow our heads to a anniversary that of a station that is long gone.
Yeah, 25th anniversary of the start of a station that really only lasted a couple years. But the programmer was Freddie Snakeskin, and he told me that, you know, being programmer, he just used to throw in cassettes all the time.
Hmm.
So they actually have a cassette. One of them, I couldn't figure it out because it's Mars FM, for those who are wondering, Mars FM 103.1. And that was when they took 103.1's signal from... Okay, I'm thinking, Santa Monica that they were in?
Right.
Called K-Surf, and then K-Ocean, K-O-C-N or K-O-C-M, I can't remember what it was, down in Newport Beach, and they combined the signals to make one, you know, trying to compete against the Metros.
Right, right.
And that never really quite worked, but apparently that was the first time it was done in L.A.
Right.
And they created this station that was, I think at the time, it was kind of a top 40 techno station, and I had forgotten this, or I totally didn't know it included Big Ron O'Brien.
Oh, it did.
Which is
that
odd.
Doesn't match the rest of the names that are on this.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of odd.
Freddie Snakeskin,
Swedish Eagle, Rachel Donahue,
and then Big
Ron O'Brien.
Yeah,
and he's doing his normal wacky self, but it was a very upbeat format.
Sure.
And as some of the stuff, it's funny. K-Rock used to go through phases like that where they play kind of that.
That's right.
And kind of pissed off some of their core fans. But.
Now I don't know if he owned it at the time, but did Ken Roberts,
yes.
who owned K-Rock, own that station
it,
as
was
well?
Was it Ken Roberts or was it? Oh gosh. I have to look that up. I can't remember.
I was just curious. I know that one of the same owners of K-Rock, after he left, I think, he bought this signal.
I think you're right. I think that's why they were there, too.
Yeah, and I think it was Ken Roberts.
Yeah,
but
I'm almost positive.
We'll check that out.
Anyway, it was kind of funny because this one was marked Big Ron O'Brien Riot, date unknown. And I'm thinking, what are they talking about? Is riot meaning really funny? No, it was actually, I believe,
during
the second
riots.
Day of the riots.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So I'm kind of surprised they don't really know the date, but they're talking about the fires burning, and they're talking about the metro buses not running anymore in that area, and doing some news reports. Pretty well-produced station.
Right.
I was, you know, it's funny because it's not a station I really listened to because
heavy
I wasn't really
value.
into techno, and now it's called, you said,
EDM.
EDM, electronic dance music.
Yeah.
It's not really my style. I know a lot of people who do like it, though.
Right.
But very well-produced station,
right.
And for, you know, maybe that's Ken Roberts. You know,
so,
if you're going to do a station, do it right.
So in celebrating this, Freddie has put this on his website, right?
Yes.
These air checks.
A lot of air checks.
Freddie
it's not
Snakeskin.
Just a few. It's probably more air checks for any single station than any other station.
Wow. FreddieSnakeskin.com/MarsFM.
Yeah.
If you want to give it a listen.
Yeah.
So you can just dive in there and live there for months, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're unscoped.
Oh, fantastic. All right, that's it for the column. Anything else going on that we need to know about?
Oh, we have to do the Cumulus.
Oh, of course.
So let me,
how stupid
let
are
me log into my my stock chart
now,
and see where they stand now. $1.60.
A dollar.
We are well on our way to being under a dollar.
Oh, the whole idea of the eight split is to get it back over, you know, the dollar. And they got it up to 230, and now it's
or something, and it's all $1.60,
and no sign of going up.
That is amazing.
Oh boy!
Oh my gosh!
Well,
that's worse than I would have predicted.
I say this every time we discuss this, but who are these stockholders?
I don't know.
We have to meet them, Richard.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
They
all right, let's put out a call. If you happen to own a large chunk of stock
yes.
from Cumulus, can you please call us? We'd like to interview you.
Email us.
We just want to know.
Well, and we want to.
What were you thinking?
We want to interview you, and we'll do that as well. But we also want to ask you to invest in things we have, which might actually do something.
That's true.
So yeah, if you could contact us, that would be fantastic. Fantastic. All right. Well, that's it for another week of Radio Waves. We'll see you next week.
Yes.